Hello, and welcome to Science Unscripted. It's going to be Gabe for the rest of the way. Connor has left us. For the next couple weeks, he's in Greece with his family, enjoying the sun, so let's get right to it. The question I'm wondering about today is, why is there so much political chaos in the world? I'm not just talking about my home country, the United States, because that is a wonderful example of it. If you throw the term political chaos at Google, the search engine spits out names from around the globe. Pakistan, Israel, Kenya, Sri Lanka, to name just a couple. Is there something in us bent on chaos? Yes, there is. A study out of Paris says 1 in 5 people seek chaos, at least to some degree. The question is why? Let's talk to Vin Arsenault about it.
Science Unscripted.
Okay. My name is Kevin Arsenault, and I teach at Sciences Po in Paris. I teach classes on political psychology and public opinion, and my co-authors and I have done some research trying to understand folks who seek out chaos.
What is chaos?
Well, you know, chaos, you can think about it actually from the Greek root of the word, which is a desire for a new beginning through the destruction of order and established structures. And so that's how we define chaos in the study, that the people who are seeking chaos want to destroy the established order.
Who are these people? The title of your recent paper is "Some People Just Want to Watch the World Burn." What kind of people are those that want to watch the world burn?
Well, they tend to be they don't fit a neat category in terms of, say, political ideology. So it's not necessarily people on the right or people on the left. The study that we did looked at folks in the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, and Australia, so English-speaking countries. So at least in those contexts, we can't say it necessarily aligns with a particular political ideology. Instead, who tends to be this type of person are folks who are driven by a need for social status and who feel like they don't have it, even though they deserve it. So these are folks who perceive that they're marginalized by society, whether they are or not is a different story, and they see chaos as a way, as a strategy for potentially inverting that and putting themselves in the rightful place that they think they should be, which is on top.
It's a psychological state then? To me, you're describing someone who's jaded, who's angry at the world because my own, the world didn't turn out the way I wanted it to turn out.
That's right. And so they have a grievance. They feel that they should be in a higher status in society than they perceive themselves to be. So it seems to be largely for these group of people completely driven by their perceptions.
I'm from the United States, and as I look back to the country where I used to live, I see political chaos. When I think mm-hmm. about what's going on there right now with Donald Trump, mm-hmm. and the hearing going on from the January 6th insurrection. And then I read a headline the other day that said that Donald Trump was going to announce his campaign for the 2024 mm-hmm. election. And if I'm completely honest with you, Kevin, or Vin, it kind of excited me. I don't agree at all whatsoever with Donald Trump's politics. But that excited me, and I'm wondering, is this need for chaos in all of us somewhere? Because I'm not a Trump follower. I don't think I want the world to burn, but I was excited by that headline. Why?
Well, I think, you know, I think this is one of those things where we have to sort of separate out two things. So your listeners understand, I'm also American, even though I'm living and working in Paris. And so I completely share your take on what's going on in the United States. It does seem to be a chaotic place right now. Now, I think there are two things here. To answer your first question, do I think you're high in our need for chaos scale? Probably not. I mean, I don't know. You know, maybe you would like, although you said you don't want to see society be burned to the ground. But I would imagine for many other folks And this is a bit of a speculation. We're still working on this, but my personal belief is that chaos seekers benefit in some sense. They seek chaos. They seek to create chaos. A good example of this would be, say, on social media, people who go around trolling others, trying to make other people angry. They're creating chaos, okay? Those are the people that are high in need for chaos. They want to stir things up. I do think we live in a context in which people might feel like things are kind of coming loose. That creates an opening for people who are high in need for chaos to sort of take advantage of. And that might not have been here, say, 20 or 30 years ago. But I should hasten to add here, this is not the first time in human history that we've seen this. And I think we do see cycles across time of things becoming, more and more disordered, kind of sometimes to a breaking point. And then, the sort of entropy then sort of, gets ordered again. I do think that we live in sort of interesting times right now where things are, in a sense, they do feel relative to the past to be more disordered than they were.
Yeah, interesting times to watch, but also to study. My last question for you, Vin, is of all the topics that you could have chosen to study, to research, you chose political chaos. Why was it?
Well, you know what? The same route that you had in terms of getting interested in my research is we stumbled or cooked up or whatever you want to say this idea in the wake of the 2016 presidential election in the United States and seeing which you have to we have to remind ourselves sometimes was a surprise, especially to professional political scientists like myself. It seemed like, okay, Trump is this interesting gadfly, but he's not the kind of person that you would expect to do well. And in winning, he had stirred up chaos all along the way, and in particular, taking advantage of people spreading rumors and acting in ways that were just, by standards I'm in my 40s, so the standards that I grew up with would be considered uncivil, had just become seemingly mainstream. And so in trying to understand this, we tried to essentially cook up a project trying to understand why people would share rumors that they know to be false. And, as sort of the intellectual exchange does among people studying things, we came to this idea of maybe some people have a predisposition that they see this as a, they're not just having fun. They also see this as a means to an end.
As you look to the future, where do you see this need for chaos leading? I mean, how violent or how bad could it get?
This is the thing where, it depends on what day you talk to me. And I have to say, in a lot of ways, my reason for being an optimist is because, the pessimist suffers all the way until the end, while the optimist only suffers at the end. And so that's a sort of a pessimistic reason for being an optimist. But I choose to think that because the sorts of folks who try to take advantage of tensions and biases and prejudices to create chaos is a relatively small number, that once they sort of make things bad enough, they also kind of sow the seeds for people to have a counter movement that says, no, we need to counter mobilize against this chaos, and we need to find a way to get back to a center. I'd like to think that we're not on an inexorable path, so to speak, to sort of destruction, but that we can still, there's still an off ramp. And I think that off-ramp in most places are democratic institutions. So I'm most optimistic about places where democracy is strong. So if I were to end on a pessimistic point, one of the things that concerns me the most about the United States is that it seems to me that There have been some serious backsliding in with respect to the robustness of democratic institutions. Again, I don't think that, you know, it's all over, said and done, but it does mean that I think that the sorts of legitimate pathways that people can use to contain and counter chaotic strategies have been weakened in the U.S. context. Whereas, you know, I think on this continent, we see some places where that's also troubling, but thankfully there are still places where, you know, Germany is a great example, where democratic institutions remain robust.
And that was Vin Arsenault speaking to me from Paris. His actual name is Kevin. If you want to check out his work online, Kevin Arsenault, and the name of that study, or the title of that study in the Philosophical Transactions of the Royal Society, is "Some People Just Want to Watch the World Burn: The Prevalence, Psychology, and Politics of the Need for Chaos." Where do you stand on the topic? Does political chaos entice you in any way? Does it make you as interested as it made me? If it does, let us know why, or let me know why. And just real quick, I'll be taking a week off now, too, just like Connor, not in Greece, but I'll be going in the woods behind my house, hiking around with one of my daughters, probably. So in about 10 days, we'll be back. Thank you for listening. Get in touch with anything you want to say. Thank you again.
Science Unscripted.